This chazor is echen eshbach chazor shagav b'mihudim sechtes vacham daf pei vav. Zok the Mishnah. The following things must be taken out of the bech, even if they're already brought up onto it. The meat of kachim kalim, the leftover of the oimer after the kmitz has been taken, the shtei alechem, which are brought on shuas, the lechem aponim, the leftover of menachis, and the keteiris, meaning it belongs on the inside of mizbech. Mishnah says, with regard to the wool on the head of lambs, the hair of the beard of male goats, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, the rule is that if they're still attached to the carbon, then they're brought up on the mizbech along with it. This is based on the pasuk that says, v'hiktir hakoyin es hakoyl. If they were separated from the carbon, they're not brought up. This is based on the pasuk that says, v'yasisa o'lasecha ha'basar v'adam. Zok Digmar Bright says, the pasuk of v'hiktir hakoyin es hakoyl ha'mizbecha comes to include the bones, the sinews, the horns, and the hooves. We would think that they should be offered even if they are separated from the animal. The pasuk therefore says, v'yasisa o'lasecha ha'basar v'adam. Once we have these two psukim, we learn that while they're attached, they're offered. When they're not attached, they're not offered. They even have to be taken off the mizbeach if they were brought up. Who is the Tana of this Braisa who says that they must be taken off if they were brought up? And tomorrow it's Rebbe, as he clearly states this view in a Braisa. Zuckerman Reb Zera said, when Rebbe says that if it's separated, it must be taken down, that's when the act of separation, meaning the cutting off of the hooves, move them further away from the fire mizbeach. However, if it moved it closer to the fire, it's considered to have been moved closer for burning, and therefore it would remain up there. For Akhtamar, can we say that even if they're no longer attached, there are cases when they're still left on his back? Rebbe is very clear that it's dependent on whether they're attached or not. And for the Gemara, Rabbi said, what Rebbe Zera meant was that these removed pieces, meaning the bones, etc., have Kedusha only if they were removed after the Zrika. However, if they were removed before the Zrika, then the Zrika comes and makes them mutter for benefit, even to be used to make a knife handle. Zokumar, Rabbah holds like a Yechon named Rabbi Shmuel, who dashed the Gzeir Shavu between Oila and Oshem to teach that just like the bones of an Oshem are mutter to be used by the Kahanim, the bones of an Oila are also. The words of the Gzeir Shavu must be no other use, and they have to be Mufne, because Gzeir Shavu is not Mufne, you can ask. And we would ask like this, we would say that the bones of an Oshem are mutter because its meat is mutter, whereas the bones of an Oila should be also because its meat is also. Shekhmar of Adabar Hava asked, a Bryce says the bones of a Kachim are subject to Me'ila only until the Zrika, but the bones of an Oila are always subject to Me'ila. That's what the Bryce says. This seems to refute Rabbah. After tomorrow, we have to change the Bryce to say that with regard to the bones of an Oila, if they were separated from the carbon before the Zrika, they're not subject to Me'ila. If they're separated after the Zrika, they remain subject to Me'ila forever. Rabbah seems to argue with Rabbi Lazar, who said regarding an Oila that if the bones were separated before the Zrika, they remain subject to Me'ila forever, and if they're separated after the Zrika, they're also to benefit from, but are no longer subject to Me'ila. All right, Zok the next Mishnah. If any of these things popped off of the fire from the heat, they do not need to be returned to the Mizbeach. Similarly, if a coal popped off the Mizbeach, it need not be returned to the fire. If limbs of a kosher or carbon popped off the Mizbeach, if it happened before Chatzois, it should be returned, and they are still subject to Me'ila. If it happened after Chatzois, they need not be returned, and they are not subject to Me'ila. Mishnah ends off, just as the Mizbeach makes Kadosh things that are fit for it, the ramp of the Mizbeach makes Kadosh as well. Just as the Mizbeach and the ramp make Kadosh, so to the klisharis make kadosh as well. Fact the Gemara. What's the case that the Mishnah discusses? If the limbs still have substance, they should be returned to the fire even after chatzos. And if they have no substance, they should not be returned to the fire even before chatzos. And if the case is regarding limbs that have become hardened and fully burned, but have not yet become like coal. Fact, how do we know that there is a cutoff of at chatzos? And for the Gemara, Rav said this is learned from the fact that a pasuk seems to suggest that the limbs may be burned all night, but also suggests that the Trumas HaDesha may be done all night. We can explain this by saying that we split the night in two parts. Before Chatzos is for burning. After Chatzos is for Trumas HaDesha. The Gemara of Kohana asked, if this is truly based on a pasuk, how can our Mishnah say that we begin Trumas HaDesha before Chatzos and Yom Tovim? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said, the pasuk says that limbs may be burned all night, and then says, until morning. The seemingly unnecessary words teach that the limbs need not be returned to the Mizbech after Chatzos, but Trumas HaDesha may begin at any point of the night. Therefore, on a typical day, there's no need to begin before actual morning. On Yom Kippur, where all must be done by the Kohen Gadol, who's fasting a week, we may begin earlier. And on Yom Tif, when we start even earlier, to accommodate for all the people who are coming and bringing Karbanos.